Track 8, What Drains You? On the last track, we talked about four benefits of confusion or overwhelm. They were attention, advice, addictions, and avoidance. In addition to that, you received the Uncovering the Confusion Cover-Up technique. On this track, we will provide strategies for locating the distractions that eat up your day and recognizing how they interfere with accomplishing those things you actually value and contribute to your post-holiday letdown and depression. Then we will discuss four ways to approach your goals and make them more manageable so that you can get back on track after the holidays. One of the biggest problems with getting on with your life after the hectic holidays is that perhaps many little tasks drain away your energy. You may go through a whole day where all you do is answer the phone, read your mail, and sort your laundry, or deal with delegating tasks to employees. You collapse onto the sofa at the end of the day completely exhausted, and yet it feels like nothing got done. Sound familiar? How can it all just slip away so fast? Is there anything you can do about this? Well, absolutely. Your energy is leaking away via your put-offs. It may turn out that those things you aren't doing are the real energy leaks, not those little things that you are doing. Are you putting off answering emails or returning calls? Are you putting off getting that oil changed? Maybe you have an office, basement, or closet in need of organizing. Are you putting off storing your Christmas decorations? Sometimes your put-offs end up occupying your thoughts, and they prevent you from working as quickly or as well as you could. It's like you're trying to do two things at once. Like a garden hose with a leak in it, the pressure needed at the nozzle is weakened because the water is leaking out. It's time to find your leaks. Start writing a list of all the things that are clogging up your thoughts and diverting your energy away from the important stuff, as you might term it. Write down anything. Maybe you have something you haven't told your husband, wife, or significant other about. Maybe a certain room in your house needs to be redecorated. Maybe it's time to update your resume and consider a career change. Sometimes just seeing in writing those things that keep you from focusing on the task at hand can quit the internal nagging that makes you so tired. Make sense? Now that you've listed your leaks or put-offs, it's time to prioritize them. Don't try to do everything for now. Just list the top five things. Some of these things may be simple tasks, like reorganizing the files in your home office. Some of your priorities may be more life-changing, like maybe you want to lose 15 pounds or increase your salary by 25%. At this point, it doesn't matter. The important thing is that you make the list so you can see what's important to you. Turn the CD player off and prioritize your list. Now that you have your list, let's take a look at it. What's at the top? What has prevented that task from being done? Have other things gotten in the way? Are there projects that need to get done before this one? Like if your top priority is spend more time with the kids, maybe you need to figure out a way to spend less time traveling for your job. Does your list seem daunting? Well, let's look at four strategies you can use to patch your leaks so you can exert your efforts where you will be most productive. Your first patch on this hose that is leaking away your time is doing it. First, identify those things on your list that only you can do. I don't mean those things that you think that only you can do or those things that you think only you can do right. I mean those things on your list, like getting around to your annual physical or calling your mother more often, that only you can do. And then do it. Just do it. Pick up the phone and schedule the physical, or call your mother. Go to the store and buy that new suit for a future job interview. Now here's the secret. I bet there are some tasks on this list that others really could do, but you have a problem delegating. Which brings us to patch number two. Your second patch on the hose that is leaking your time is delegating. You need to find those projects that someone else can do. Did you write, put away Christmas decorations or organize a summer family reunion? Maybe you've been putting off this task because you know it's too big for one person. Recruit help, make a plan, but help isn't just something for big projects. Maybe it's time that this weekly car washing is taken over by a neighborhood kid. At work, maybe it's time to get an assistant or talk to your boss about restructuring your workday. People who have the hardest time delegating responsibility are typically the ones who can benefit the most from it. Force yourself to give at least one of the items off your list to a coworker, family member, friend, etc. The energy you save from this one task will provide you with the time and energy you need to get rid of one or even other tasks, or to get them accomplished yourself. Now, here's the key. If you feel a resistance to delegating, perhaps the true issue is you need to feel like a martyr and that you have to do it all, which then gives you the right to complain about it and to be in a bad mood. So the real issue is martyrdom versus freedom. The choice is yours. Delegate or gripe about how overworked you are. In addition to doing it and delegating it, the third patch on the hose that leaks your time away is throwing it away. And the third type of item you want to recognize on your list are those that you have put off for a long time. They've been on every New Year's resolution list for the past several years. They might make it to your weekly to-do list you've made but failed to complete. Every time you turn around, that task is still there haunting you. So if it's on your list, if you can cross it off, cross it off. Nothing adds to a mood of depression like a cluttered desktop, closet, dresser, or bathroom countertop. Think how much better you would feel going into your closet that actually has all of the clothes hung up, or working at a desk where the materials are neatly organized. Finally, look at the remaining items on your list after you've looked at do it, delegate it, throw it away. Are there other items you've been putting off and you just don't know why? For these, we will use a different kind of technique. The patch for this leak is called questioning it. Remember, not all procrastination is bad. Sure, procrastination drains our energy away and makes it so we don't accomplish those things we want to accomplish. It makes us disorganized, but it also can serve as a subconscious protection. So if there is an item on your list that you just can't cross off and just can't bring yourself to do, maybe there's another reason. Take some quiet time for yourself. Surround yourself with that item. If it's a room waiting to be redecorated, just sit in the room. If it's a stack of papers you just can't seem to bring yourself to look at, bring them near to where you're sitting for your quiet time. And then there's the M word, meditate. And then meditate on them. Stare at them and clear your mind. Why can't you bring yourself to do this? You may be surprised what you find out when you calm yourself and focus on your procrastination. Now that we have the four techniques of doing it, delegating it, throwing it away, and questioning it, you are prepared to make a priorities list, as long and as detailed as what you need. Remember, the priorities list is a tool to help you to focus your energy on what is most important. Don't let the items lower down on this list drain your energy. Approach them when you're ready for them, and no sooner. On the next track, we'll talk about your shoulds and your yeses. Question 8. What are four techniques you can use to make your priority list more manageable?